Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before he gets a foot on the boat, we put him into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide he steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell him what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. A season so nice, we're doing it twice, baby. We are doing Phobias Part 2, Electric Boogaloo, Make It Rain, Make It Storm. These are the fears, though, that, like, we... Why? But, like, why, though? You know?
Honestly, like, I think if I know us, Cody, I know that this is actually going to turn the other way.
And no, that's what I was just...
These will be the fears that we're like, no. Each one of these, totally normal. If you have this, you are right. And please understand that you are in the right. Everyone around you doesn't deal with this is bad. And you are true. You are pure.
The same thing. I thought the energy we would come into this. We're going to look at it and be like, this doesn't make any sense. So maybe we're wrong. We got to figure out why this is a legit fear. What do you know that we don't know?
There's no way we can't talk ourselves into this. There's no world, like...
So welcome to Friendly Competition. You're going to be leaving this season, this one here, with a bunch of brand new problems. Call some BetterHelp therapists, because you're going to need them.
This season, sponsored by BetterHelp, actually. Our first ever sponsorship deal. And BetterHelp asked us specifically. They heard the Phobia season. They're like, get those boys on the horn. Hey, big guys. Why don't you guys do phobias again? And remember how you were joking about how you do another one, but it'd be the weird, silly ones? Yeah. Follow that thread. Take it all the way, though.
Pull on that thread and see where... Dude, I'm not lying. I did a little preliminary research for this one, and I've already gotten calls from NASA and from the FDA asking me to stop my research.
You've gone too far.
I've gone too far. We're on to something.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. And here we are, folks. We're in Group A... of what I guess we'll call silly phobias, weird phobias. And we have the number one seed, chorophobia, the fear of dancing, going up against the 16 seed, lacanophobia, the fear of vegetables. On the other side here, we have the 8 seed, paganophobia, the fear of beards. And we have the 9 seed, paternophobia, the fear of feathers. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's start with the fear of dancing and the fear of vegetables?
Can we say fear of vegetables is the most like, so a kid lied and got all the way, right? Like,
they went all the way to the top.
The most charismatic child was like, hey, I can't have, like, that kid just learned about arachnophobia that day, right? And they were like, okay, so we can have fears of things, right? So the kid mom brings out, has some peas and carrots, and he's just like, I'm afraid of that, actually. I don't like it. And they're like, you're not afraid of it, Johnny. You have to. He's like, I'm afraid of it. Throws a fit. And then goes sees a psychologist. That psychologist, brand new to the game, fortunately enough for the kid. He's like, the guy's like fresh out of college. So he sees this kid. He's like,
this is my ticket, dude. This is
exactly
it. I'm about to blow this wide open.
Yep. It's a confluence of events where opportunity.
I think you're half right. I think everything happened the way you described it until he sat down with the therapist. As soon as the parents left the room, he's like, I'm going to get down to the bottom of this. The therapist, it's just the kid and the therapist. The kid's like, I'm really scared. He's like, cut the bullshit, kid. I know you're not scared of vegetables. Phobias, we made phobias up to sell things. And know what I'm trying to, and you're my meal ticket. So we're ride or die on the rest of this, okay? I know it's bullshit and you know it's bullshit, but nobody else. That does not leave this room.
And you're going to live this one out.
Dude, Johnny, I've met some adults who their eating habits would lead me to believe they are afraid of vegetables.
At some point, you're like, it'd make more sense. And I would feel better watching the way you eat if I knew that there was some underlying issue why you won't have. It's when someone, and I understand, like, when you're a kid, this makes sense because they're stinky and they make you cry. But, like, onions as an adult, I'm sorry, especially if they're cooked. If it's cooked onions in something, I won't hear you. I will not listen to you. You're wrong. There's no problem. You will be able to eat it. You will not choke. You will not die. I'll give you raw onion can be powerful and that can be a taste thing. So I'll hand that one to you. But if we're talking especially, and I would even toss this to most vegetables.
Dude,
cooked vegetables in like a stew, in a chili, in something, no, we're not listening to this anymore.
Absolutely no. And if you say that, I have people I respect and admire, and if they're like, I don't do onions, gone. It's all gone. You could build up a legacy, a lifetime of respect from me. You could be the smartest, most handsome, most charismatic person. I could aspire to be you. I could live my whole life following your footsteps. And if you're like, nah, I'm not a big vegetable guy, like, oh, vegetables are gross, I lose all of it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Like, it's necessary. They're just needed. Also, and let me be clear, I want to make a distinction here. Because if you tell me, oh, is there onions in that? And I'm like, yeah, I always make my chili with onions. Ah, okay, no worries. It's not my favorite, but it's totally fine. And you eat it, we're good. But if you go, are there onions in that? And then I'm like, yeah, you go, ucky, no. I can't. And you push it away like a petulant child. Like, I can't eat it.
Nick, I think we're looking at this wrong. You're absolutely right. But what if they go, are there onions in that? And you go, oh, yeah. And they go, oh, fucking. And then they run. I might still have respect for you. I might be like, what? What?
This is the question. Okay, fear of vegetables.
We're looking at this as a spoiled kid who doesn't like onions. We got to stop. We got to get out of that mindset.
We got
it. This is
all
legitimate fear.
Real fear, obviously real. Okay, so real. What? So is this the same? Is this the same as if I take you, blindfold you, and then drop you off in a farmer's market?
Oh,
is
God.
This the same as me putting a claustrophobic person in a coffin? Because I know I should believe. It's like, yes. These are both dangerous situations for them, but I'm having troubles. I gotta be honest. I'm having trouble seeing one as legitimate and the other one is like.
I think if there's any sort of fear that'll make you sweat and make you freak out while you're watching VeggieTales, you're not a strong person.
Let's go back. I don't even think it was vegetables that little Johnny didn't want to deal with. I think it might have been VeggieTales. He's like, this is trash. There's so many good cartoons, Mom. I get it. We're Christians. But there's got to be some middle ground between, like, the satanicness of SpongeBob SquarePants and the holiness of VeggieTales. Where's Bugs Bunny at? He seems to have been cleared by the
Pope. Dude, he dressed in women's clothing. He's way on the satanic
side. Oh, you're right. Dang it. All right. So maybe it is.
Here's the thing. Once you animate something, it becomes sin.
It's fair.
That's fair.
I mean, it's true. It's what we know to be true because the Lord, he didn't draw. Look at the whole Bible. This is real.
There's no drawings in there.
There's no drawings in the entire Bible. And Jesus never drew anything.
Never once. He was a carpenter. He made sure he didn't even measure stuff on the wood. One shot.
That's how, because he was perfect.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, I'm never going to draw because that's the Satan's work.
Satan is idle hands do art. And art is Satan's. Basically, if you do art, you are jerking off Satan.
Yep.
Actively
in love with Satan. So, and that means VeggieTales too, by the way. That's the thing. they made VeggieTales. VeggieTales is a trick on Christians to get children into Satan. And a lot of you fell for it. Like your kids now who, for all of you hardcore conservative parents who are wondering where you went wrong with your child and why they don't want to come to Thanksgiving and Christmas and spend holidays with you, it's not because you were so hardcore on them and like no matter what, everything they did was wrong in the eyes of God. It's your fault. VeggieTales is an animation. And as you know, you knew it in your heart too, didn't you? When you really think back on it.
Every time you saw that cucumber, you're like, that's pretty phallic, isn't it?
That's weird. Oh, it's weird that it's a tomato and a cucumber. When put side by side, what would their profile look like from the side? Oh, huh? Think about it. It's your fault.
Okay.
It is your fault.
Imagine that. Oh, we haven't even talked about the fear of dance, Nick. The fear of dance.
How can something so joyful?
When I see dance, I have a lot of feelings. I'm like, that's inspiring. That's beautiful. Jealousy a lot of the times. I'm not a very good dancer. When I see people with those moves, I feel a lot of things. I've never seen someone fucking moonwalk and got scared.
I could see. Okay. But imagine if someone did the moonwalk and you weren't aware the moonwalk was about to occur the first time. Like, because that's the thing. We try to look in a little bit. Like, how does this fear even exist? And a lot of the times it has to come from something traumatic happened, right? Around this issue. So imagine you just got your ass whooped, right? Beat down. And then the dude who whooped that ass just moonwalked away from you and back into the crowd. You couldn't watch the moonwalk again.
What if What if you, okay, what if you went to school in the bad neighborhood where everyone was practicing capoeira, the deadly, sexy fight style fight dancing?
Yeah.
And every time you went to school, you just got fucking, they just stepped up to you every time and just beat your ass with their fancy dance moves. And then
Brazil's
they took
tough.
Your lunch money. Brazil's tough, baby.
Brazil, the streets of Brazil are hard, dude. Maybe, wouldn't that be wild if, like, if this is something where, you know, we're obviously thinking with a very, like, Western American-centric thought on these. But you are right. If one of your primary combat systems is a loosely based around dance.
Oh, what if your parents are really into musical theater, right? So you grew up watching this stuff, and one of the first core memories you have is watching the Sharks and the Jets have a dance battle at each other, and everyone dies, obviously, in that.
Obviously.
I don't remember the whole play, but I'm pretty sure everyone does die. So
it's one of the most graphic, like, it was one of the most, like, graphic depictions on stage in theater of all time.
Yeah, because remember they went to court because people thought they were actually killing actors. Yeah.
Early, it was very early, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so you watch that because your parents are really into musical theater, so the Sharks just coming at it. So now anytime you see someone start to dance, you're like, oh, shit!
Yeah.
This is how it happens!
No! If your only experience with dance was West Side Story, and then you went to your middle school dance, and we're like, no! What are you all doing? I didn't know this was a death march!
Okay, your only experience with dance is a very graphic West Side Story.
Yeah.
Why would you let your kid watch that version? I think I'm going with the fear of vegetables seems more legitimate to me.
A lot of vegetables in the world. So, like, I can see what I'm struggling with vegetables is I don't understand where does the fear set in, right? Is it the physical look? Like, you couldn't look at vegetables without, like, going into cardiac arrest. Is it that you can't eat vegetables because the taste is yucky or whatever? Like, dance, there's something about watching someone be so free that I could see as being almost possession.
Okay,
right?
That's what it is. That's why, like, they're scared of losing themselves to the rhythm,
right? Yes, in a way. Okay. So I think that, to me, I can watch some dance and be like, wow, this person's so taken by it that the only explanation is Satan.
Okay.
You know, especially when you're a white like us, where we would love to move so freely. We wish that these joints were as well lubricated and could just do body rolls. And, like, I'm watching Usher's halftime performance being like, God, look at this guy. He's crushing it. Everything he does is like water. I look like a Kinex character trying to individually move each part.
Yeah, and he's just a Adonis. I totally understand. What are you locking in, though?
I'm going to go dance. Spirit? I'm going All dance. Right.
Well, vegetables. We have to settle this.
All right, you are.
Ohio.
Okay.
With the American Money Coin of 2004 is brought to you by random.org. Low seed gets to call it in the air. That's me with the 16 seed, Nick. We got Bush, baby. Okay, facing up. I'm going to go with John Kerry because I think George Bush would embrace the dance. I think he grew up in the Footloose town.
I think George Bush can dance, actually.
Yeah, I think he might be able to, yeah.
I think when the party's breaking down and people are getting to a circle, he taps in and he does the same five moves he's always done, but it's like John Cena where, like, but when it goes, you're like,
when
it
hits, it hits, yeah.
Mad about it.
He only does it once or twice a year, so it's just enough time that you forget about it.
All right, George Bush, moving on.
So that means, dance wins. God damn it.
Okay. All right, next up. We've got paganophobia, the fear of beards, going up against paternophobia, the fear of feathers. So something kind of bristly, tickly coming off of a body, and you don't want it anywhere near yours.
Mm-mm, this is a sex thing. Nick, what if, okay.
Let's be clear. This is a sex thing. There is nothing here. Some people are like, well, maybe, you know, you were hurt or, you know, physically assaulted by someone with a beard. That's nope. No, nah, let's move that one out the door. Maybe you were attacked by birds. Have been. We're going to move that out the way. No. This is a sex thing. And this is what
is there.
To
is
be
there,
fair, I would say I have paganophobia. That is, I'm like, I don't want a beard on me.
I don't want to. You have a beard. You can't.
If I was in the middle of sex and a beard got on me that wasn't my own beard, I would freak the fuck out.
I understand. Nick, I'm trying to figure it out. I got a lot of things on my mind right now.
Okay.
And one of them is the fear of feathers. Are you afraid of birds? Are birds fine?
Right. Because this thing is technically covered in your phobia, right? Like,
yeah.
So, but do you?
I assume birds have got to be like the messengers of death, like death incarnate themselves, these bird winged assassins. Is that why you're afraid of feathers? Because it's like they're hunting you.
I mean, mate, and it's like a calling card. Like the bird leaves a little feather behind to be like, hey, now I'm coming for that ass.
That's got, dude, I get it. Because if I'm already afraid of birds, right? I don't find feathers very often, but sometimes I do. And if I had an innate fear of birds and I found a feather, I'd look around and be like, oh, shit.
I don't want to completely kill this one, but I think I figured out where it comes from right away.
Okay, do it.
So we used to have a bunch of down, right? We still do. People make things out of down, right? Mm-hmm. So feathers. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, the only way to do that is you had to kill that animal. It's never easy. It never goes well. So violently. And then you had to boil it alive, or not alive, but boil it. To then take the feathers off to loosen them up to make down product. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine that your brain just transposed like, hey, this incredibly violent act is all for these feathers. I don't like this at all. And I don't like these feathers anymore.
Okay, well, then
so there was the nothing there. All right. So you were like, yep, that's probably what it was.
That's probably
Nick.
Right. But then we got the fear of beards, which is men be bad. Hairy men.
Men be bad.
Well, there's something here, because every time we go to a parallel universe and documentaries like Futurama or anything else, the evil people do have beards and mustaches.
Cody, can I point out to you then?
Mm-hmm.
You are mustachioed.
I am mustachioed.
I'm bearded. Are we the dark universe version of ourselves then?
Oh, yeah. I'm in my dark era. Taylor Swift's inspired me to switch it up.
You're in your villain. You're on your villain
I
shit now.
I'm in my villain arc, yeah. But I also assume since I've been so inspired by T-Swift, I mean, you know, Tay-Tay. We're tight.
Yeah.
Since I've been so inspired that I must also, in my parallel universe, the evil one is also inspired to be good. So we just did a hot swap.
Yeah. Just a classic. It's one of the, you know, two streams crossed. Now you're both going on different paths, but
that's ships fair. In the night, though. Yeah, we didn't talk about it. We just
Okay. Here's the thing about beards, though. Like, you're right. There is the classic example that you're talking about. But then there's Santa Claus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got to be... Okay, can we do a quick... Give the nicest... And it has to be... This specifically says beard. It doesn't say mustache. So I feel like we have to honor that. Because I feel like fear of mustache might be its own thing.
Yes.
Give me your nicest bearded man. And then the worst bearded man you can think of.
Okay.
I'm going to go Santa as the nicest.
Yes.
I think that's
Santa's
a fair, easy one.
Does Alan Rickman's character in Die Hard have a beard? I'm getting that guy's vibe.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah, he does. Hans Gruber? Yeah, Hans Gruber.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hans Gruber.
Hans
Gruber's the bad beard man.
And honestly, not even that bad.
Like, not that bad.
So to that point then, I don't think you have a leg to stand on. Pognophobics, society is telling you, generally speaking, hey, our best guys are bearded right now. I mean, the amount of sexy beard content that's in the world right now, it makes me hard to believe that you can truly have this.
You can't be afraid of this.
Look how sexy these men are.
I like how as soon as it involves you, it becomes a fear that's impossible to have. Look at how sexy these beard. Every single bearded man on earth is an Adonis. If you could look at me and be afraid, I don't believe it.
There's nothing here.
Look at Nick's face. Is clearly like he's trying to use all these other people, but he's talking about himself. I'm not dumb.
I'm like, I just can't see it. I think you're
a
fool.
Can't. I don't understand, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. Beards? No. No, you can't have it. I'm going to go feathers because, okay, feathers for, there is something I would say, and I'll put it this way. If I were to leave a weird beard hair behind as a calling card versus a feather, symbolically, one looks like a pube. The other, it has connotation. If yes. I leave a black raven's feather,
it's way better.
If you come home, Cody, and in your key, where you're supposed to put your key to open your door, I inserted a black raven's feather. Mm. You can't tell me that that's not a great start to a novel.
I've been marked by someone. I've been marked by some secret society, and I need to know why.
Something's up. Something's up.
There's no question in my mind that something is afoot.
But if I just put a beard hair on top of your doorknob, you're like, how the fuck?
Somebody put their balls on my doorknob and leave a pube here?
That's messed up, man. That's really fucked up.
Yeah, I got to go with feathers, too. Feathers, there's something beautiful, mysterious, sexy, and terrifying.
Yeah. Whereas, like, beards... No, because all those men are Adonises, as you've said already. I didn't say, you did. All right, so we have here the number one seed, chorophobia, the fear of dance, going up against the 9 seed, paternophobia, the fear of feathers.
Dude, imagine.
Both these things, too. Talk about peanut butter and jelly right now.
Dude, I like it. Imagine
two great tastes go great together.
You're in the mall.
Yep.
It's the year 2013. It's very important. It's 2013.
I feel like I know where this is going, but continue.
Yeah, you're just trying to eat your Aunt Annie's pretzel. All of a sudden, a fucking flash mob breaks out, and they're dancing. They're pop locking. Someone that's sitting at a table right next to you gets up and starts hitting the robot. This has got to be a living hell for you.
That has to be. That has to. And is that where it started from? Right? Like, we don't know when these fears started. There's no proof. There's no written down. There's not the first person who ever had this. So I would easily put it out because I would say that was a phobia of mine as well, is just being in an open space and be like, at any fucking moment, a flash mob could break out. And now God. I'm going to look like the asshole caught in the middle, just trying to like get out of their way. So it's like, I know, hey, go do your thing. Please go do your thing. I just need to leave then.
Did you ever get hit with a flash mob drive-by?
No, I don't think
I did. Once in my life, I was there. And it's as bad as you fucking think it is, dude. We were in the lunchroom at college. And I was just sitting there eating, mind my own business. And all of a sudden, like 30 people stand up and start singing and dancing. And I'm just trying to eat my pizza.
Get away from me. I think they should have immediately, the first time we saw a video of them on YouTube, they should have been banned in all high schools and college campuses.
Absolutely.
Because who was going to do it? Oh, the drama kids?
The musical theater kids?
Who this has been their... They must have woken up the day they saw a flash mob video and been like, my life's work. This is all I've ever wanted out of life, is to be able to break out into song and dance amongst my peers. And they were like, we are so fucking excited. I would have, as a principal, would have immediately saw one of those videos like, cut that noise. We ain't doing that shit at all at this school.
I'm not letting you dorks have your moment. Nick, it just happened for real. I get the fear of dance. I get it. I understand. The flash mob would be a nightmare. Can you imagine watching any musical you've ever seen and everyone just starts singing and dancing? There's two things that are going to happen in this situation, all right? One, everyone's going to start singing and dancing except you, and you're going to look like an idiot, and you're going to be stupid, and it's going to be terrible, and you'll feel awful. Or you're going to get possessed by the rhythm, and you're going to start singing and dancing and lose all control.
Just moving along with them, and you're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why? And then you have to look at yourself afterwards and be like, what happened? Did you know the routine? No, I was possessed. I felt taken over.
Nick, I'm locking in the fear of dance, dude. This is legitimate now. I totally understand.
I mean,
there's no way a musical situation breaks out and the ending is good.
I like the meta-ness of this, is that it's actually a fear that only exists in musicals. That this fear is a very real fear in a musical universe, because you're constantly wondering, because I have to imagine as a character in those, you're constantly wondering if you just missed rehearsal one day.
Oh,
like we all have missed school for a day for illnesses or whatever. You've been out for a few days and then you come back and then all of a sudden you show them, people are, you're like, is this what you guys learned while I was gone? Oh, man, it really feels like someone should have written this down on the page.
I don't think they rehearse. I think that their bodies are possessed by the spirit of the rhythm and they don't have a choice. And that's why you're in high school. You're at your locker getting your books for math class. And all of a sudden you hear down the hallway a locker slam and it gets really quiet. And he goes, no, Becky, we're done. And then you hear lockers like, kung, chicka, kung, chicka, kung. And you're like, no. And then the rhythm takes you over. You drop your math book and you're slamming your locker along with the beat and you start dancing. This is terrifying, Nick.
I hear you. And I just want to give some attention to the other competitor in this situation, because I feel like feathers, it just feels like there's because I'm also thinking about the fact that we used to write with feathers. What if someone wanted, if I like, because when you used to have to sign your signatures in blood, right? You know, the biggest, your marriage certificates, your deeds of house, all of those things that they used to make you sign in blood before we eventually were like, oh, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I get it.
I would just hate to be some rich guy's inkwell.
It's full blood.
I just lay on his desk and he just pokes me.
That's how it's got to be so fresh. Now, Nick,
I want the best blood for this.
I'm just saying. You're walking down the street. You just got a fresh hot dog in New York City. You're there on vacation, right? And you all of a sudden, it gets a little quieter, and you hear a honk like, burr, 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 and a bird flies by. I go, chicka-chicka-choo, and it's burr, 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 chicka-chicka-choo, burr. And you're like, no, no, and you start stomping along to the rhythm. You throw your hot dog on the ground because you need your hands to you lost that perfectly good hot dog. You have no control over what's about to happen. Dog. A bunch of dogs start walking down the street going, ooh, 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 ooh. And you're like, oh my God. It's that'd be actually pretty cool.
That would be sick. That would be sick. Here's my problem with flash mobs though. And I just feel like you're giving them so much credit.
Not a flash mob, Nick. This is I understand, a musical
but we don't
universe.
Live in a musical universe, Cody. That's why I'm having I want to go with you, and I probably will, but I can't act like this is a real thing that is currently happening.
It could happen though. What we don't know how it happens.
It is wild that like for just 1 year. Like I mean, luckily it died out. Apparently, people just rehearsal schedules got booked up, doing too many flash mobs in a week and didn't see their families anymore because they were so addicted to flash mobs. But I just like the audacity that now I have to watch you do your stupid thing that it's like, and I'm compelled to, cause I'm like, these fucking idiots. But now I feel like I'm giving you something that you want, but it's, how do you express to someone, I'm watching you because I despise you. We need to get like a better system. Maybe if I just put my thumb down the entire time, is that how you could do it?
I'd like that. They'll know that's cause that's negative.
That's pretty harsh actually. I was just realized if I did karaoke and someone just as I'm doing my song and I think I'm
eye contact with you the whole time, thumb down,
just nodding their head like, no, no, this is not okay. And I'm like, damn it. All right, I'll go. I mean, chorophobia. Yeah, it's not. There's something. Maybe Footloose pastor was right. There's something dangerous about dance.
Yeah, like,
there's something about it. I mean, not to mention that, like, I mean, that's what the. We all know that what dancing leads to.
Yeah.
First you're dancing vertically. Pretty soon you're dancing horizontally.
Yeah. And then you can't control your limbs as, like, I don't know, a woman drives by on a motorcycle singing about how she can't get into law school. And you're dancing. And you don't want to be. Nick, this is a real thing.
I just want to be clear. In the next round, I'm not going to let you use musical universe. You're going to have to work harder. You can't just bulldoze with this and paint with this only color. But I agree with your conceit. Your math is correct. You've proven the formula. Now I do need you to prove that gravity works in other situations as well.
Thank you.
And that is it, folks. Chorophobia. Moving on to the final four. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to vote your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, email us to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff and over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard, replace those vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. Group B coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.